Tron in 1986. This record was made in Hungary. The track we're listening to is L'Aube de Flamme by Tamás Ungvári. Ungvári has devoted himself almost entirely to computerized composition and has often realized works using... Oh, hilarious. Let's fix that skip real quick. Yep, Bitcouver FM plays physical media too. The record stock, for those of you who are Python fans. Ungvári has devoted himself almost entirely to computerized composition and has often realized works using programs of his own. These works have aroused a great deal of international attention, partly as a result of performances at the 3 ISCM, International Society for Contemporary Music, festivals. His early works have included Sol and Traum des Einsamen. Ungvári has taken a close interest in psychological situations arising in the chain of communication between composer and listener. Basic Barrier is a reflection on the individual psychological and social impediments confronting the composer in connection with the technical and aesthetic problems which can arise in electronic music. Incrementum, realized using Ungvári's own language Kotest, is one way of approaching instrumental music. In this piece, the composer sets out to determine the overall form while leaving the details open and variable for each new performance. In this way, the performer can influence the final shaping of the performance, just as in certain instrumental genres. Ungvári has also produced several works employing a combination of live instrument and tape. Aconel 2 for flute and tape is based on two ideas. One of these implies that development from two extreme standpoints, instrument versus tape, to a homogeneous textual unity. The other is based on a gradual development of the flute part from an extreme inward tension of expression to a relaxed and decorated melodic mode of expression. Ungvári's style of composition fluctuates between the meditative, long, drawn-out, and the aggressive and compact. One example of the latter is provided by Sinus Coitus for piano and tape, in which the composer has tried as far as possible to integrate the sound of the piano with the pre-recorded computer sounds. According to Ungvári himself, this work recalls, quote, the original and longed-for recovery of unity of thought and feeling, as expressed in Biblical Hebrew, by means of one and the same word for sexual intercourse and insight. Apart from being a composer, Ungvári has also worked as a teacher and has been on the staff of EMS Electronic Music Studio, Stockholm, since 1974, as a teacher of electronic music. He has also worked as a conductor with various orchestras in Hungary and elsewhere. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And now, a little bit of American composer Philip Glass. This is from the excellent Dance Numbers 1 through 5, and this is the Philip Glass Ensemble conducted by Michael Reisman, who features on keyboards in this track. We'll be listening to probably not the whole thing because it's 20 minutes long. We'll see how much we get through, but I do have a stack of cassettes that I need to get through, especially one that will be coming up shortly from Anchorage, Alaska. Stay tuned. The all-physical episode of Bitcouver FM continues. All right, as exhilarating as the music of Philip Glass is, and I would highly recommend you to check out pretty much anything by the Philip Glass Ensemble, and of course Philip Glass as well. If you like this kind of music, you can also check out Steve Reich's music as well. And we should probably do a Philip Glass night, along with a Steve Reich night, along with a Morton Subotnick night, kind of that 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, electronic American contemporary classical scene. Super cool stuff. Yeah, highly recommend pretty much anything by the Philip Glass Ensemble. We are going to now move over to a Vancouver composer. This is Lossell with his track Tape Stop. Lossell off of his track Lucy Dub from the album First Narrows back in 2004, I believe. And this is from the CJSF library. You are listening, of course, to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And tonight we are going through a wide selection of physical media, cassette, vinyl, CDs for your listening pleasure. And of course, remember to synthesize with nostalgia. liner notes of First Narrows by Lossell. First Narrows is the third Lossell album and the first in which Scott Morgan uses real instruments and input from other musicians, using sound sources that ranged from sampled instruments to miscellaneous lo-fi mini cassette recordings. Morgan generated music on computer by custom programming, sequencing, and processing designed so that no two performances of the patches would be exactly the same. In turn, Jason Zampano on Fender Rhodes piano, Tim Lowen on guitar, and Nyla Rani on cello improvised over these electronic sequences. Morgan then edited and mixed the live and premixed sections together. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. We have several Lossell records here in the collection. Would highly recommend you to check them out. Next up, something from the beautiful CJSF cassette archive that we have here. This is all the way from Anchorage, Alaska in 1992. Excuse me, play that way. Thank you. This is... maybe it wants to play, maybe it doesn't. Maybe we can force it to play. Oh yeah, don't you love some ASMR here? Let's see if we have an actual track here for you. Yeah, there we go. So this album is by Bytet, or Byte T maybe, Bytet? I don't know, First Byte, and this is from 1992, and we have a lovely promotional copy here in the CJSF library. And this was found by our PA coordinator, Jesse, who hosts wonderful shows here, Speak Up, as well as the Vancouver Mixtape. Would highly recommend you to check those out. And he brought this by my desk and said, you need to take a look at this. This is electronic music from Alaska in the early 90s. And I'm like, okay, done, easy. So we'll listen to a selection from this. Maybe we'll find another selection on the other side. After this, we got some Wendy Carlos for you. A couple of other cassettes here as we rock on to the second hour. Vancouver FM, stick with us as the all-physical episode continues here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now something from Wendy Carlos. This is from the 1986 album Beauty in the Beast, and this is the track C'est Afrique, It's Africa. Liner notes for this track, Wendy mentions, I've lucky to visit Africa several times and find the many cultures and musics of the African people every bit as captivating as those of Bali. This piece is my first attempt to suggest a parentheses tiny portion of their art. It has four short sections, all in the authentic tunings, which are not too different from our own. There can't be any more rhythmically sophisticated music than African. And that's what these four sections, with their quasi-realistic timbres and extrapolations, are about.